super excited to present our next speaker. You know, he had me on for an interview recently, and I was like, we got the same talking points here. Like, wow. I think he found himself playing devil's advocate so that the interview would be interesting. We weren't just echoing the same stuff. But this guy's on point when it comes to the solutions. He's on point when it comes to the financial analysis and when it comes to doling out solid advice and strategies on how you can not only build wealth, which there's a whole slew of folks talking about that, but more importantly, how you can create real freedom in your lives. So without further ado, let's give it up for Mark Moss of Market Disruptors, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Great seeing all you guys here. I love seeing this many people showing up to hear about these subjects, which are kind of scary. I was listening to that last presentation backstage and lots of things to be worried about. Does everybody agree that the direction of the world is going in a way that maybe we don't like and maybe it's a little bit scary? We spend a lot of time, you guys spend a lot of time, I spend a lot of time watching this. The World Economic Forum was just meeting this last week. They spend a lot of time talking about what they want to do. We're paying attention. We're seeing what's happening with our politicians, our local government. The ATF just made new rules on AR-15s in the last week. And it's all bad. It's all scary. And we think about all these things we don't like. But how many of you focus on what you want? You do. You focus on what you want. Do you think about it in great detail? And do you write that down and really think about what you want? Or you just want freedom? Because studies that have shown that most people don't. As a matter of fact, there was a Harvard MBA study. So these are people that are going into the MBA program in Harvard to build their future, to think about businesses. And the studies show that less than 3% of the people had written down goals. Sure, they have goals. I want to make more money. Sure, I want more freedom. Yeah, I want my kids to have a better world. But what does a better world look like? What would have to happen for that better world to be there for my kids? Oh, I want a better world. Yeah, I want more freedom. But do you really know what that means? And do you have it written down? Are you working intentionally? Less than 3% had written down goals. 13% had goals. They wanted to make more money, but they didn't have them written down. And 84% had no idea what they wanted. There's a saying that says you either build the life of your dreams or someone else will hire you to build their life of their dreams. So which side are you going to be on? Now, the World Economic Forum, they have a plan and they have it written down. And they've published it for everybody. It's not a conspiracy. It's in the open. It's on their website. They've picked it up from the UN Sustainable Development Goals. This week, as I said, the World Economic Forum was meeting. Klaus Schwab said that he's calling everybody to, quote, master the future. They are going to master the future. Well, they think they are. Not if we can do anything about it, right? Am I right? Not if anything I can do about it. So, but they have a plan. They want to master the future. These guys get together on their private jets and go to this beautiful ski town and do all that thing. And they get together to think about the world they want. And they come up with plans that they want and how they want the world to look like. What they get and what you get. The world where you get to eat crickets while they eat steaks. The world where they fly around in their private jets and you get to live in a 15-minute city. That's their plan. It's not a conspiracy. It's written down. They wrote down their goals. They meet together regularly and they work on them together. And per the Harvard MBA study, someone who writes down their goals are most likely to achieve them. So they're organized. They've clearly laid out their goals. When I talk about do you want like freedom or do you clearly know what that means, they've spelled it out in great detail. How many articles are on the WEF website that say what a public-private partnership is? They've broken it down into great detail. Now, they didn't ask me what I want for the future. They didn't ask you. They didn't ask us to vote on it. The point is, they have a plan. Do you have a plan? Now, there's a lot to be scared of. There's a lot of scare, fear. I'm here to give you a plan. That's how we're going to achieve massive change. Now, I believe, yeah, right? Do we want a plan? Right? Otherwise, we have a dream. I want a plan. I want a system. Okay, there's a battle for the future. I talk a lot. I have a big YouTube channel. You can check me out, Mark Moss, radio show, podcast, follow along. But I've been talking about something, the battle for the fate of humanity, I believe will be decided this decade. And I know that sounds very hyperbolic, but what I mean is that all of history is a repeating cycle. Thousands of years of history of oppression and revolution and then freedom and then oppression and then revolution and freedom and oppression and revolution and freedom. It repeats over and over and over and over. But I believe that cycle is going to end. And it's going to end one of two ways. And you and I are going to decide which way it ends. It's going to either end in permanent oppression, where technology is able to build the perfect prison that we may never come out of again. Through social media, they can affect what we see, what we think, our emotions. They can affect how we communicate, how they censor us, how they keep us apart. And they may prevent, now we add in social credit scores and CBDCs, and we can go into all the fear. But you get it, right? You guys are paying attention. And they may build that perfect panopticon that we may never come out of again. The Matrix. But I got kids, and that's not the future I want. The other option is that we defeat that, and they never get that into place, and we have the tools to prevent it from ever happening again. And I believe that that battle's decided this decade. And so we get to decide which future we want. The WEF decided what future they want. They have goals by 2030. So we either let that happen or we don't. Now, I believe it all starts with the money. I believe if you watch the Star Wars, there was the rebels versus the Empire, and the Empire had the Death Star. And if you guys remember at the end, Luke Skywalker and the group flies in with their X-Wing fighters, and they got to fly through the channel, and they had to drop the bomb at the perfect spot on that red dot down there. And he dropped the bomb, and he hit it, and he flew away, and the Death Star blew up, and the Empire crumbled, and the rebels won. Woo! For us, that red dot, that's the money. Control the money, control the world. The X-Wing fighter and the missile flying in, that's Bitcoin. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm going to plant that in your mind. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm talking about something more practical, a better plan. So there is a war on truth. The number one thing, the number one problem, it's all over the headlines this week. The number one problem is misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. It's the most dangerous thing we have. Because you guys are all too stupid to know the truth. They must protect you. They must. They have to tell you what the truth is. Otherwise, how would you know it? Even if the truth hit you in the head, you wouldn't know it, right? That's what they think. We can see Murray Rothbard wrote in The Anatomy of the State. If you guys haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. It's like an hour read. You can buy it for like $5 or $6 on Amazon. You should read it. He talks about what is the state? What does the state want? But more importantly, he talks about the greatest danger to the state is you, independent intellectuals, people that can think for themselves, people that don't need someone to tell them what the truth is. That's the biggest enemy of the state. You guys, you're all here thinking for yourself, learning. They don't want that to happen. You're the problem. You're always the problem. You guys are all problems. I know that. You conservatives, yeah, right? You're the problem. You conservatives, you don't want to go along with our globalist plans. It's a threat to our democracy. First of all, let's be clear. The U.S. is not a democracy. That's what they want us to believe. It's not. It's an independent republic, right? Don't let them change that word. It's not a democracy. But even if it was, wouldn't a democracy mean that it's a representative of the people, what the people want? So how could it be a democracy if the people don't get to voice their opinion? Which, of course, it couldn't be. We see the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, put out a national terrorism advisory. The greatest threat we have is this false, misleading narrative of conspiracy theories. They've all been proven true in 2023 or 22, but either way, they're the problem. We have Jacinda Ardern, who, by the way, just announced she's retiring. Woo! Yeah, right? Thankfully. She was on her way. She was probably only had a couple years left to live. I don't know. Have you seen the pictures of when she took office to now? She's like aged like 50 years. That's what happens when you live an evil life, in my opinion. But she went to the UN, a couple months ago and said, we need global cooperation to create censorship online. So that's their big plan, right? We need to censor. That's what I'm talking about, these tools. But look, you guys, the silent majority. Why are we so silent? You know, I grew up in a family of veterans. My grandfather was decorated World War II. My father flew jets in Vietnam. I was born into an Air Force family. I thought I would go to war one day. I didn't, luckily. I would have. I thought I would. But this is our war. And today, we had people in World War II, boys storming the beaches of Normandy, watching their friends get blow up around them. And they kept running forward. And today, people are afraid to say something? You're afraid to say something? You're silent? That's the silent majority. It's a big majority. Who's the majority? We're the majority. We have the power. Now, Marxism had a plan. Supposedly, communism was defeated in the 80s and the 90s. The USSR fell. The Berlin Wall came down. Hooray, communism was gone. But really, it just went underground, and it made its way in the United States. And they've done it through a three-part plan. You've seen, like, Obama, he kind of made this big shift, appointed these czars. One of these czars was Van Jones, and Van Jones had this plan. He started talking about it as a three-part plan. They call it a top-down, a bottom-up, and an inside-out. So we're going to plant. We're going to place people in politics. That's top-down. Then we're going to reshape the education system to start indoctrinating people. And then the inside out is we're going to create so much agitation. When did BLM first start? Oh, during Obama. BLM, Antifa, create all this agitation to where people just want change. Just save me. Just do anything to take this away. That's their plan. Top down, bottom up, inside out. Take away your personal identity. Throw in all these things. Feminism and genderism and income and equity and UBI and blah, 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 blah. And back to World Economic Forum, they have a plan. They have a plan to control or take over the world. They call it the public-private partnership. Now, look, I know I talked about solutions. Here I am just talking about fear. But we have to understand the problem clearly if we're going to understand how to defeat it. If you're going to debate somebody, you got to know the other opponent's argument better than they do. If you're going to go into battle, you have to understand your enemy, right? So we have to understand that. So they want to take over the world, and they propose that through something called a public-private partnership. Corporatism, cronyism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. We get the government and the corporations to work together. The FBI will use Twitter to censor, right? You see how that works. We get the corporations like Disney to start making woke movies to indoctrinate the kids. So as long as the corporations and the governments work together, then we can control the people and we can have whatever future we want, because we're the corporations. We have all the money. We have all the control. No, that's not how it works. We have independent intellectuals, and they're rising up, and there's a movement that's stirring. You can see anybody who stands up and speaks the truth. Jordan Peterson told people, stop being a victim. Wipe your face off. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Play the hand that you're dealt. Turns out people like that message. Turns out people actually want to hear the truth. Look at the rise of Austin's own right there, Joe Rogan. 200 million views a month. 200 million views a month. 200 million views a month. There's 330 million people in the United States. 200 million views a month. People, the silent majority, want the truth. So who really has the power? Who really has the power? Let's get into some hope. Let's get into some systems, some tactics. Who has the power? You have the power. And I'm not talking about because of Second Amendment. I'm not talking about because we got guns. I'm not talking about because we have the masses. I'm talking about any of that. I'm talking about you have the power because you're a consumer. You have the money and you produce the goods and services. You have the money. Control the money, control the world, right? Well, who's got the money? We have the money. We control the money. You haven't really thought about this, maybe. 70% of GDP comes from consumer spending. That's your money. You control it. Corporations have something called a fiduciary duty. That means they have a legal obligation. They have a legal obligation. Sorry. Thank you for helping me. They have a legal obligation to do what's best for the company, for the shareholders. And who are the shareholders? You are. They have a legal obligation to do their best to produce profits for you. But how do they produce profits? Well, they need you to buy their products. You see the circle here? Without you buying their products, then they have no profits. And if they don't get profits, then they are failing their legal duty to their shareholders, which are you. So it's not about the governments and the corporations working together. Without the corporations getting money from you, there is no power. We can see outraged Disney shareholders want CEO voted out. He's gone. He went woke. He went broke. Disney's done. Not only that, now the shareholders are filing class action lawsuits against Disney for failing to do their fiduciary duty. The corporations have no power. You give them power by giving them your money. It's not hopeless. You're not hopeless. You're not helpless. You just haven't realized your power or how to affect it or how to use it or how to wield it. You pulled the sword out of the rock, but it's so heavy and you don't know how to use it properly. So let me show you. Now, first of all, we have to be independent. We have to be decentralized. We have to be self-sufficient. We want to be uncancelable. But for me, that doesn't mean going and living on a mountaintop and being a monk and raising a bunch of sheep. That's not what it means for me. It means getting to the point of being a Joe Rogan, having so much money and having so much power and having so much influence, no one can F with you. That's what it means. So it starts with being able to take care of ourselves. Now, you can go live on a mountaintop with a couple sheep. I'd rather have money. I'd rather have influence. And what if there was a way that we could create wealth for ourselves so we don't have to end up like Catherine Austin Fitz was talking about, how we're going to have debt and they're going to run us into a servitude life where we're going to be serfs working the land. I don't like that. You like that? No, I don't want to be a serf. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to own nothing to be happy. I want all of you guys to be owners. Everyone should be an owner. But how are you going to be an owner if you got no money? Now, I'm a capitalist. Anybody a capitalist? Couple capitalists here? The rest of you guys are socialists? Okay. Is everyone a capitalist? Right. Okay. So is there anything wrong with making money and preserving freedom at the same time? Anybody have a problem with that? It's the only way to do it. Oh, I thought I should go live on a mountaintop with a couple sheep. Who is that going to help? Who is that going to help? I want to affect change. I want to save the world. And unfortunately, if you're a socialist, unfortunately, you need money. You need power. You need influence to do that. So how about if we can do both? So I propose we use the same three-part plan, but we change it a little bit. So top down, politics. Yes, let's focus on politics. Now, politics is kind of a waste of time. We've seen in the last election, your vote doesn't matter. They're going to manipulate it anyway. Probably doesn't matter. Okay, well, I'm a fighter. As long as I'm breathing, I'm swinging. If there's a tool to vote, I'm going to vote. Our local politics matters more. Obviously, your sheriff is super important. Your governor is important. Your DA is important. The further away it gets, less relevant. But I don't want to spend a bunch of time and effort and energy, but I'm going to do what I can there. The next, that's top down, politics. Bottom up, education. I reach about 5-6 million people a month on my radio, my YouTube, my podcast, trying to educate, trying to wake people up. I ask that people take those ideas and go discuss them with their friends and their family and their neighbors. Discuss them. Everyone has a role to play. Listen to these ideas from Joe Rogan or from Jordan Peterson or whoever, and just go discuss them. Samuel Adams, one of our founding fathers, says it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather a small, irate minority keen on setting brush fires in the minds of men. The brush fires in the minds of men are ideas. It's education. Spread it. Okay, but here's where we get real change. This is the part that I like. The inside out. All of the change has come from the corporations. Disney went woke. Coca-Cola used their money. I don't know if you guys saw the story. Coca-Cola went woke, and they used their money to go after all these people that were trying to ban Coke by calling them racists. You don't want sugary drinks? You're a racist. Literally, that's what happened. So they're affecting change. And so we have these corrupt legacy systems. Anybody think the education system's corrupt? What about mainstream media? What about finance, BlackRock and those guys? Yeah. What about health? Right. They're corrupt. We all agree on that. Should I spend my life's energy and time to try to change the education system? Do you think that we could change the education system? But I can pull my kids out and I can homeschool them. I can't change mainstream media, but I reach 5 million people a month on my own. I can't change finance, but I can pull my money out of BlackRock and I can buy Bitcoin. And I can't change the health system, but I can see my own doctor, my own sister, who's a doctor. So let's look at this. Here's the opportunity. We want to make money and we want to change the world. Now, in order for us as consumers to have the power, we need to spend the money with companies that represent our best interests. The problem is that we want convenience. Now, I know that this iPhone spies on me everywhere I go, and I hate it, but I still carry it. I still carry it. You know why I still carry this? Because no entrepreneur has started another company that gives me another option. You know there's an iPhone and there's an Android. You know there's other operating systems like Graphene OS, for example. I can download Graphene OS. I could run a secure phone. I could still have all my apps secure in a sandbox. The thing wouldn't spy on me. I don't really have 20 or 30 hours to work on that. But if one of you guys could import phones from China, put the Graphene OS on there, sandbox it, and sell it as a complete kit, I'd probably buy it. And I bet if enough of you guys did that, would buy it, I bet Apple would be forced to change what they're doing if they started losing market share. That's easy. Go on to Alibaba, find someone that makes the phones, download the Graphene OS, sandbox them, put them on Amazon, sell them for $400, and make $1 million. And then change the world. What about the education system? Homeschool pods. What do teachers make? 50 grand, 60 grand a year? Get 10 kids in a pod, 10 grand. You're making more money than you were as a teacher. You could scale that. I could put pods all over the country. I could bring more teachers in. I have a ranch here in Drip. I also live in California, they call it. I hate to tell you, I live in California. But that's because I'm not going to run. I'm going to fight. That's my home. Now, I have a ranch. If I have to run, I got a place to go. But I have a lot of friends that are teachers in California, and they hate it. They hate that they have to teach what's in the California school system. It's probably the worst school system in the country, and they hate that they have to teach it. But why? Why are they doing that? Why can't they just go start a homeschool pod, make twice the amount of money that they were working before, and affect positive change? If enough kids left the public school system, maybe the public school system would have to change. What about other things? Educational materials. What kind of books? Child books, comic books, videos, educational videos, all types of education that could be made for this giant movement of kids that are going to homeschool. We need all this education materials. Like I said, videos, comics, whatever. What about activities? Now, you could take your kids to drag shows. You guys want to do that? You don't want to take your kids to drag shows? Well, how about creating activities for, you know, kids that are homeschooled? All types of capitalist ideas that can create positive change. What about media comms? I can create my own channels, and I make a lot of money doing that. You could do the same. What about dissident technology? What about apps that preserve my privacy, ways to do communications? Lots of ideas. The Daily Wire. The Daily Wire is an example. They created a media company, and they're creating films, and they're making a lot of money. It says one of America's fastest growing media companies and countercultural outlets for news, opinion, and entertainment. We're building the future you want to see. That's what they say on their website. Finance. I'm going to run through this quick. I'm running short on time. Finance. What about finance? All types of financial education. Everyone gives their money to BlackRock, and BlackRock uses that money against them. Why do people give them that? Because they don't know any better. They don't have any other options. They don't have to do with their money. All types of financial education. Most of my information I put out is investing information. I'm in that space. Plenty of room for everybody. What about other stuff? All types of services that could be done on Bitcoin. All types of apps that could be built on that. All types of ways to help merchants adopt it, use it. Gold. You like gold better than Bitcoin? Fine. All types of things that could be done around gold. Alternative payment systems outside of that system. Asset management. Here's an example. Strive Asset Management. These firms tell America's public companies to adopt divisive social and political agendas that most Americans disagree with. So they give you a fund that doesn't mix politics into business. Oh, what a bright idea. They're going head to head with BlackRock. So they're giving people like you a chance to vote with your money. If you're following along here, the corporations and the governments don't have the power. The corporations need the consumers' money, and they answer to the shareholders, which are you. The government also needs the money. So you need to vote with your money. The polls, sure. The polls probably doesn't mean a whole lot. You vote with your money. The problem is, the bigger the problem, the bigger opportunity. The problem is you don't have a lot of options to vote with your money. Why not? Because entrepreneurs haven't given you the chance. It's what's called a blue ocean. Okay. So I travel a lot. I love to go to other countries. I'm a surfer. So my family, we travel all over the world surfing. We go to these remote areas and I go to these places, maybe because I'm an entrepreneur. And I go to these places and I go, dang, I can't believe they don't have this product or service that we have back home. I bet you I could move here and start this product or service and crush it because I know it works. Look, it's proven. People do it. I could just do it right here. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You could take any product or service right now today in America and just position it to a values-based customer and crush it. Let me give you an example. Health. I'm not going to go super deep into health. Care consultants, supplements, education. Here's a couple ideas. Okay. The bottom one right there, there's a razor. You got the razor market's crowded. I use like a Gillette, like a disposable. You got like a Dollar Shave Club, you know, whatever. Like it's a crowded market. There's Harry's Razor's a big one. They sponsored Ben Shapiro's show. You guys know Ben Shapiro? Yeah, he does pretty good work, but he's really angry and he says really mean things. So he said that men can't get pregnant. How dare he, right? How dare he say that? And Harry's Razor, his sponsor, got so mad. They said, Ben, you have to make a formal apology. You have to make a formal apology or we're going to pull our sponsorship. And you know what Ben's response was? You know what? As a matter of fact, I cancel your sponsorship. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create, instead of Harry's Razors, I'm going to create Jeremy's Razors. And he did. And you go to Jeremy's Razors website and the thing that pops up on the homepage is stop giving your money to woke corporations that hate you. Buy Jeremy's Razors instead. And they are crushing it. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are coming in. They just took a razor and just said, stop giving your money to woke corporations. That's it. Now, one of my friends here in town, another Austinite, is heading out to Nashville where they're focused, where they're based. And now they want to start launching additional products, just like a razor, but other products, to a values-based customer. Look, you guys ever heard of like Patagonia, the clothing? They're super woke. They want to save the environment. They got good stuff. I have one of their jackets. It's awesome. Super lightweight, super warm. They don't sell their jackets based off of their technical capabilities. They don't say our jacket is lighter or warmer or the zipper's better or whatever. They say that we take a portion of our funds and we're trying to preserve the environment. They're not selling against all the other jackets. There's no other jacket that competes with Patagonia because they sell to a values-based customer. It's a blue ocean. You can go on to Amazon and find the top 10 selling products and take all 10 of them and private label them and position them to a values-based customer, just like Jeremy's and Harry's Razors. MyPillow, My Patriot Mobile, Black Rifle Coffee. Are you seeing the picture here? So, did we have any capitalists here? I don't remember. Was there any capitalists in the room? There were, right? So capitalists like to make money. Is that how it works, I think? I think that's how it works, right? I recently wrote a best-selling book, shameless plug. It's called The Uncommunist Manifesto. Check it out on Amazon, Uncommunist Manifesto. And we basically took the Communist Manifesto and rewrote it to be uncommunist. And so, of course, instead of being communist, we're capitalists. I mean, I broke it down. I spent a lot of time thinking about this. And it's about taking our private property, taking our scarce resources, and using them more efficiently and more effectively. Is that a good definition? So you have property. You have your body as your property, I believe, anyway. Fauci doesn't. I believe your body is your property. I believe your intellectual ideas are your private property, your money. So why aren't you using them more efficiently and more effectively? You're going to go out there and bang your head against the wall? Or are you going to go make millions and millions of dollars by serving a group of people that are desperately needing to be served, the silent majority, that need a voice, but they're waiting on people like you to give them a way to voice their opinion, their vote with their money? You can get fabulously rich and you can change the world at the same time. Does anybody like that idea? Now, I'm an entrepreneur, so maybe that's the way I see the world. Maybe you guys aren't, but you could be. You could be. My book mentor for 25 years, now my good friend Robert Kiyosaki, wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is still the bestseller 25 years later. He talks about that we have, what we need is we don't need more content in our brain. We need more context. So if I had a cup, I don't want to just fill up the cup. I need a bigger cup. You don't know what you don't know. So we need a bigger cup, and then we can fill up the content with the bigger cup. So I've just given you a bigger cup. It's up to you to now go fill that cup. It's not that hard. There's a million YouTube videos that can teach you how. I have a link right here. This is the top 5 ways to build wealth in this new parallel economy. And so just if you need ideas, I already gave them to you. Go to Amazon, find the top 10 sellers and just private label them. But I have 5 other ideas of how you can build wealth in the parallel economy. I believe it's the biggest opportunity for the rest of the decade. I believe that we can all get fabulously wealthy because I'm a capitalist, and I would hope that you guys want to be capitalists as well. And we can create positive change because the public-private partnership will fail. It will fail because I will not rest until it does. And I believe that you guys are with me. Who's with me? All right. That's it. Check it out. That's what I got. Thanks. Give it for Mark Moss, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.